morning, we'd like to see the title of suffering in the 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13-22. And who is he that will harm you if you are followers of that which is good, but and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you. You are a born-again Christian. You are witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you got suffer because of goodness or for the Lord Jesus Christ, you should be happy. Or you would be blessed. You should be rejoiceful, joyful. So blessed, happy, joyful, all of them are synonyms. In the sermon on the mountain, Jesus taught us, when men persecute you and divide you and say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake, rejoice. Jesus said, be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets that were before you. So, whenever we suffer for the goodness or for Jesus' sake, we are blessed, we are happy, because our Lord will reward us. And do not be afraid of their fury, and neither be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Because we are born again Christians, we are no longer living by ourselves, but our Lord Jesus Christ lives in me. So we are not afraid of accusers of terror or accusers of trouble, but sanctify the Lord. So set our apart from the world for God. Sanctify meaning set apart into heaven or for God. Sanctify the Lord God in your heart. So our hearts is sanctified, should be sanctified. And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and with reverence. So first of all, our hope is the Lord Jesus Christ. Our hope is to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ coming again in heaven, we will see, we will meet the Lord Jesus Christ. We are caught up with the Lord Jesus Christ into heaven. Then the Lord will come again on the earth. He will reign the earth with all Christians, all born again Christians. That's all. We should study the Bible because over the answer to somebody who asked a question. So we should be ready always to give an answer to every man. So our answer based upon the Bible would give opportunity to be witness of Lord Jesus Christ before unbeliever. Also, opportunity to teach the Word of God to baby Christians or current Christians. So, we should tell them why we believe the hope based upon the Bible. Having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers, they may be ashamed of those that falsely accuse your good manner of living in Christ. So we should have a good conscience. From where? In Christ. So we should have a good conscience in Christ. We are doing good manner of living. But somebody falsely accused me, so he will discover his faults later. So they may be ashamed. So when he discovered his faults in accusing me because my good manner of living in Christ. So we would have a joy in the relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, or we have joy from the relationship with God through the Lord, or we have a fellowship with God, or we have a communion with God. So all of them are synonym: relationship, fellowship, or communion. Then the relationship with God overflows to believers. So we have a fellowship with believers too. So it is better if the will of God be so that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. That's logical, because suffer for well-doing will be rewarded by God, but to suffer for evil-doing is punished. So that's not the will of God. So the will of God, to suffer for well-doing, will be rewarded by the Lord. So we are happy, we are blessed, we are joyful. But the suffer for evil doing is punished. So we should repent in our sins, because the sin is separated from God. The sin breaches the relationship with God. So we should repent in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That moment, our breach might be restored, so that we might have a relationship with God. For Christ also had once suffered for sin, because we suffer for well-doing, because Christ also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust. So Christ is the just, the Christ is sinless, but Christ was dead on the cross with bloodshed because of us who are unjust, because Adam committed a sin. So we all are sinners, fall short of God's glory. So Jesus Christ was dead on the cross with bloodshed to cleanse away our sins, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh. So Jesus Christ bring us to God only by faith alone in the Lord Jesus Christ. So whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ has a relationship with God, because Jesus Christ brings us to God. Being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. So Jesus Christ was dead in the grave, you know, for 3 days, right? And third day rose again, to quicken by the Spirit. by which also he went and preached unto the spirit in prison. When Christ was dead on the cross, he went in the grave and brought them who died in the faith in Messiah, as foretold by God through prophets during the Old Testament period, by preaching unto the spirit in grave or prison or Hades or Sheol or hell. In Luke Gospel chapter 16, we know the story of a certain rich man and Lazarus the poor. So Jesus Christ gave us the story. So both of them were dead. They went into the hell or grave. So they are in two parts. One part is Abraham's bosom part. The other part in rich man. That's a hid place. So between two parts, there is a gulf. So the Abraham bosom's people cannot come over to hid part where the rich man was there. So vice versa cannot be done either. So the spirit went into Hades or hell or grave in the Old Testament. So Matthew chapter 27 verses 52-53, we saw when Jesus rose from the dead, Jesus' resurrection, the graves of many of the saints were opened, and they were seen working in the street in Jerusalem after his resurrection from the dead. So the hell, the Abraham's bosom part of people went into the heaven when Jesus resurrected. So today, no Abraham's bosom part, only a hid part in the center of the earth, called as a hell. Today, there is no place of waiting or purging place or cleansing place called as a purgatory. The 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8, for to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord right away. To be absent from this body, which meaning when we die physically, our spirit right away is to be present with the Lord. So today is no purgatory, no the Abraham's version at all. Then disciple Peter talked about water, which is sometimes the word disobedient, when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved by water. So in the days of Noah, God commanded to Noah to prepare the ark. Then let Noah tell the people to come to the Lord. Do not disobey the Lord any longer. And repent of their sins and obey the Lord, because the flood, water flood is coming. So the Noah suffers long while his making the ark. So God gave an opportunity to them by Noah's preaching to the people. But only 8 people were saved by flood water. So water, beside Peter here, he wants to explain water baptism in like a figure or in like a symbol, when to even baptism those also now saved. So like a figure meaning the water baptism is not the ritual that saves us, but a symbol to represent our faith in Christ's death and resurrection. So the water baptism itself, you know, cannot, you know, save us. For salvation, only our faith is required. Jesus Christ, death with blood to cleanse away our sins, and Jesus' resurrection, victory over devil's power. So basically water baptism, which meaning when we merged into the water, which meaning our flesh life with death, I am no longer living. When I am merged into the Word, then while I am staying in the Word, it is a symbol for the grave, in the grave, like Jesus was dead and buried in the grave. So in the way, then when I rose up out of the water, it is a symbol for Jesus' resurrection. So when I rise up out of water, now I am alive with the Lord Jesus Christ forever. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh. Water baptism is not ritual to put away of the filth of the flesh or to cleanse your sin, but a symbol, but it is the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So through baptism is a work of the Holy Spirit. So by the work of Holy Spirit, we are sanctified, which meaning we are set apart from the world or from the carnality to God, and toward God. The answer of good conscience toward God. So we are sanctified toward God by the work of the Holy Spirit, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, on Pentecost, Jesus Christ gave us the Holy Spirit. So really, the true baptism is the work of the Holy Spirit. Who is gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. So, after Jesus resurrected from the grave, he ascended into the heaven at the right hand of God Father. So he has all authorities, the power is given by God the Father. So angels, authorities, and powers are subjected to God. So we have hope during our life. We might be caught up with the Lord Jesus Christ when Jesus comes again in the heaven. Then we will be with the Lord for 7 years in heaven. But on the earth, you know, there are a great tribulation. Then Jesus Christ will come again on the earth with all of us, you know, Christians. So Jesus will reign the earth with us. So we have that hope. We are living with that hope. So we can overcome the suffering, even if we are doing goodness according to God's will or God's word, because the Lord will reward us for the suffering for Jesus' sake. Let's pray all together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word. Sometimes we suffer for your sake, but we have a hope to get reward from you. Also, we have a living hope to meet you when you are coming here again. We have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, mortify our flesh thing, our carnal thing, and sanctify us toward you. Let us keep communion, relationship, fellowship with you through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, bless each of them, guide each of them, guide each of them for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.